Section 2, Player Overview. Let's first start by examining the contents of the Victor Reader Stream box. The first thing that you'll find is, of course, the Victor Reader Stream. The Victor Reader Stream already has its battery in place. As part of this tutorial, we'll show you how to remove and reinsert your battery into your stream. The next thing that you'll find in your box is a small package containing a pair of earbuds. Later on during this audio tutorial, we'll show you where these earbuds can be plugged in to your stream. These are stereo headphones. The next thing that you'll find is your power adapter. The power adapter can be used internationally as long as the appropriate plug adapter is utilized. Next, you'll find a package with two cables inside. You'll find a long USB cable and a short USB cable. The long USB cable is used to connect your stream to your computer. The shorter USB cable is used to connect USB thumb drives, memory sticks, and the future NLS book cartridge coming out from the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped in 2008. The next thing that you'll find in your box is your stream's carrying case. The stream should be placed into the case in such a way that the top of the stream goes in first. This is done to ensure that when you're using the belt clip, that the button orientation remains the same. Next, you'll find your software CD. Contained on this CD are the following items. First of all, you'll find the stream release notes. Then you'll find the user guide available both in Microsoft Word and HTML file format. Next, you'll find the Stream Companion software. We'll talk more about this in Section 10 of this audio tutorial. Next, you'll find the interactive tutorial for the stream. It's in Microsoft Word file format. This tutorial also contains a number of sample files that are also contained on the CD. In fact, we'll be using many of these sample files during the audio presentation of the audio tutorial, which is also contained on this CD. In fact, it's what you're listening to now. Let's now examine your stream. I'm holding my stream in my hand, and the buttons on the stream are facing me. Before I continue to describe the button configuration of your stream, let's make sure that you're orienting the stream correctly. Move your hand to the top of the stream and look at the left top of the device. There should be a rectangular hole in the stream. This is where a USB cable will go, and you should have this pointing up or toward the ceiling. This ensures that the stream is properly oriented for our description of the button configuration. The first thing that you'll notice is that the stream has a telephone-style keypad on it, and there's a dot on the number 5. Above the number 1 key is the go-to key, and above the number 3 is the bookmark key. Below the telephone-style keypad is a little ridge, and just below that there is one key. This is your sleep timer key. And below that there are a series of 3 buttons. The middle button is for play and stop. The left button with the arrow pointing to the left is rewind, and the right button with the arrow pointing right is fast forward. Let's look at the left side of the unit. There are 3 buttons here. The top button is for power on and power off. The next button is the up button with the arrow pointing up. And the next button is the down button with the arrow pointing down. The power on and power off button also serves as a way of setting both volume, tone, and speed for your stream. One important note to remember about volume is that there are 2 independent volume settings contained for your stream. You can set volume for the internal speaker, and you can also set volume when you're listening on headphones. Let's now examine the top of your stream. We'll start on the left-hand side. You'll feel a little indent on the top of the stream. You can kind of stick your finger in there, and this is the mini USB connector. You've received 2 USB cables with your stream. a long one and a shorter one. The longer one is used to connect your stream to your computer. The shorter one is used to connect other devices to your stream, such as USB memory sticks and thumb drives. These could be used to store content on your stream, or perhaps even an NLS book cartridge. These NLS book cartridges are coming out in 2008. This would allow you to take an NLS book with you and listen to it as you're out and about with your stream. On the center, on the top of your stream, there's a slot where your SD card will go. This SD card is used to store all of the things that you'll be putting onto your stream. The way that the SD card goes into this slot is by holding the card so that the 45-degree cut is on the bottom left, and then you simply just position the card gently into the slot and push down until you hear it click. If you want to make sure that you can write to this SD card, make sure that the Write Protect tab on the right side of the SD card is in the down position. If it is not, you won't be able to remove information from the card or add information to the card. This is very important. If you find that you can't do this, simply remove the SD card by gently depressing on the SD card in the center slot and then gently pull the card out of your stream. Position the Protect tab down and then gently put the SD card back into your stream. It's as simple as that. Once the SD card has been inserted into your stream, and once you have connected the stream to your computer, you can then simply access the SD card as though it were a drive on your computer, as well as activating your device using Audible if you're an Audible user. We'll talk more about Audible later on in this audio tutorial. If you are using a 4 GB or 8 GB card, you want to make sure that they support the high capacity format standard for SD cards. So when you're buying that SD card, just make sure that it has that designation on the box before you bring it home. On the far right, you'll find a raised vertical line. And just below that raised vertical line, you'll locate another jack where your power supply will go. To charge the stream, plug in the power supply into this jack and then plug in the power supply into a wall outlet. It takes approximately 4 hours to charge the stream, and then you should get about 15 hours of battery life to play Daisy Talking Books. However, this time may vary depending upon the volume of the stream and the varied content that you'll play on your stream. On the right-hand side of your stream, there are two jacks. The top jack is used for plugging in a pair of headphones. The jack just below that is used to connect an external microphone, which is optional. The stream has a built-in microphone, and it should be adequate for recording classroom lectures. However, if you're doing podcasting and you want to have a little more flexibility in your microphone recordings, you can connect an external microphone to the second jack on the right-hand side of your stream. Take your hand now and move it down the right-hand side of your stream. You'll feel a series of bumps, and there'll be another section of bumps just below that series of bumps, and in between that there's a little button. This little button will have a little dot on it, and this button is used for recording your voice notes or your voice recordings. We'll talk more about that in sections 5 and 6 of this audio tutorial. Let us now flip the stream over and examine the back of your stream. The majority of the back of the stream is the compartment or the door for the battery. Just above the compartment for your battery is a rectangular slot. If you were to take your fingernail and rub across this area, you'd feel a number of little ridges. This is where an NLS book cartridge holder in the future could be connected. You'll be able to get this from Humanware, and you'll be able to put NLS book cartridges into this holder and carry them with you as you roam around with your stream. Now let's talk about removing the battery door. There are two ways that this can be accomplished. Try doing it this way first. Place your fingers on the left and right finger pads on the battery door and slide the battery door down and off. You might find it easier, though, to position the stream so that the buttons are facing you. Grip the stream on the curved bottom, and then position the heel of the palm of your hand on the battery door. Gently squeeze the battery door and slide it down and off. Let's now remove the battery from our stream. This is done by placing our hand on the center of the battery and moving our hand up to the top of the battery compartment. You'll find a semicircular opening, and sticking your finger inside of this opening will reveal a little finger lip. Place your finger underneath this finger lip and pry the battery up and away from you. Now let's examine the battery. On the bottom edge of the battery, you'll notice a bump, and to the left and right of this bump are two notches. The notch on the left is closest to the bump, and the notch on the right is further away. The top surface of the battery has a very smooth feel to it. This should always be facing up. And then on the top center edge of the battery, you'll feel that little finger lip. This should always be pointing away from you. Make sure that the battery is oriented this way before inserting it into the stream. The stream is designed in such a way that the battery can only go in one way. If you try to put the battery in incorrectly, you could damage your stream. To put the battery into the stream, put the bottom edge of the battery into the stream, making sure that the bump goes into the opening on the left, and then snap the top edge of the battery into place. Once the battery is back into your stream, go ahead and put the battery cover back on, making sure to lock it into place. The next thing that I'm going to do is turn on the Victor Reader stream and show you the key describer mode, the info key, and the where am I key. Let's go ahead and turn on the Victor Reader stream. I'm going to hold down the power button and it should beep.
Welcome to Victor Reader. Other books.
Vocalizer.
File 2.
Vocalizer speed to 150. MP3.
We'll get into the bookshelf concept that's contained on the Victor Reader stream, and so just ignore that for the moment. The key describer mode is enabled by holding down the zero key until you hear
key describer on.
And now the key describer is on.
Go to file.
That's the go to key above the number 1.
Bookmark.
Bookmark is above the number 3. And now I'll show you the keys on the telephone style keypad.
Bookshelf 1. Scroll up 2. Delete 3. Move back 4. Where am I 5. Move forward 6. Menu 7. Scroll down 8. Playback mode 9.
Now I'm going to press the star key.
Cancel.
Now the zero key.
Info.
And then the pound key.
Confirm.
Now if I press the sleep key,
sleep,
it just says sleep. The play and stop key is the middle key on the bottom, as we've mentioned before.
Play, stop.
The rewind key, just left of the play key.
Rewind.
And the fast forward key, just to the right of the play, stop key.
Fast forward.
To exit key describer mode, simply just hold down the zero key once again.
Key describer off.
If you would like to get information about your Victor Reader stream, then you can simply just press the number 0, and it will give you lots of information. Here's an example.
Info 2 files. Total time 54 seconds. Time elapsed 39 seconds. Time remaining 15 seconds. 0. Bookmark. Battery powered. Battery level high. About Victor Reader, version 1.1.12, model 303, stream 1, user key, serial number, cancel.
And I'm going to go ahead and press the cancel key. And if you want to be able to get to a specific section, there's a lot of information there, you can press the zero key multiple times.
Info, 2 files, total time, 54 seconds, time elapsed, 39 seconds. Time remaining, 15 seconds. 0. Bookmark. Battery powered. Battery level, high. About Victor Reader, version 1.1.12, canceled.
I'm going to go ahead and cancel out of here. You can also use the 4 and 6 keys on your stream to move throughout the information contained on the information key. 4 will move you backward, and 6 will move you forward. The Where Am I key gives you the current reading position within your book. Let's press the number 5 key now.
Where am I? File 2.
Vocalizer speed to 150. MP3.
Time elapsed. 1 second.
That is the type of information that you'll hear on the Where Am I key. The next key that I would like to show you is the sleep timer. This key is just below the phone style keypad, just below that little lined ridge. And here are the settings that are available for the sleep timer.
Sleep, 15 minutes. Sleep, 30 minutes. Sleep, 45 minutes. Sleep, 60 minutes. Sleep, off.
This setting is not remembered, so if you want to use it in the future, after you've used it once, you need to re-establish the setting that you would like to use for the sleep timer. One of the nicest features contained on the Victor Reader stream is a feature called Variable Speed Control. This allows you to play back your content that's on your Victor Reader stream at a faster speed. This includes your DAISY and NISO material, text and HTML content using a text-to-speech voice, as well as music and MP3 files, and your notes that you record on the Victor Reader stream. The way that this is done is by the use of the power on key once the unit is turned on. Simply press the key to cycle between volume, speed, and tone. Once you get to the desired option that you would like, simply use the up and down arrow keys on the side to control those desired functions. Here's an example. I'm going to press the power key.
Speed.
I'm on speed now, and if I go up,
speed 1, speed 2.
And if I go down,
speed 1.
And if I go back to 0, you'll hear a beep.
Speed 0.
That tells you that you're back to the normal default of the Victor Reader stream. You can do this with tone and volume as well. Remember that the volume settings are independent of each other for both headphones and the internal speaker that is on the Victor Reader stream.